Because of the two 30-minute special programs which follow, the Waltons will not be presented tonight.
Very sorry about that to all of you Walton lovers. Yeah. But the Waltons will return tomorrow at its regularly scheduled time. But right now, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Oh, thank you, audience. No. Thank you. Thank you. It's Thursday, March 14th, 2024. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Thank you for being here. Coming up in just a little bit, Lex is going to tell you, if you want to smell, if you have a desire today to smell like the 1800s, she's going to tell you how you can do that.
Yep.
That's right. She sure is. And then we'll talk a little TV. And then Holly has new music to talk about. And then I have new music to talk about that dropped while we were all sleeping. It's just going to be a lot of fun. Just going to be a lot of fun. So don't turn that dial or we'll be very, very disappointed in you. Let's start with the 1800s, Alexis's favorite time period. What?
Right. What? When horses pooped in the streets, you took your bath water and you just put it right in the gutter. You rarely brushed your teeth.
Oh, family shared bath water.
Or you rarely bathed at all. Yeah. Do you guys want to travel to 1813?
I'm
and
good, thanks.
Smell like that? Ripeness?
Ugh. Holly, you?
No.
Okay.
Well, you can now.
Why?
If you head to Bath and Body Works. If you love Bridgerton, if you want to smell like 1813, Netflix and Bath and Body Works have a product line for you.
They do not.
Get comfy, light a candle, prepare to press play on one of the most sensorial and highly anticipated partnerships of the year. The coming Bridgerton. Assortment of products is inspired by senses, characters, key icons, and moments from the show, capturing its aspirational and vibrant aesthetic.
Emphasis on the first part of that first
Thank
word.
Thank you.
Aesthetic. So right now you can go to Bath and Body Works and get Diamond of the Season, which features notes of sparkling peach, spring daffodil, radiant jasmine, and represents the chosen. It represents the chosen debutante of the social season. Now that's
Dirty
available
dungarees.
Now. Yeah, those bloomers are looking a little brown.
Oh. Those bloomers are blooming.
Whoa!
Oh, stanky wig.
That should be one of the names, Holly. That's one of the candles.
Yeah.
Bath and Body Works.
Stanky wig.
Horse chiclet teeth is coming too.
Oh my gosh.
The full collection. Now you get soaps, candles, sanitizers.
Sanitizers?
The full collection will be available March 25th, but this Diamond of the Season, it's available now, so you can go and check that out too. If you like, so there you go. This, of course, is in anticipation for Bridgerton season 3. This is the love story between Penelope and Colin. May 16th, you get 8 episodes, and then the back half of the season, the back end of the horse, June 13th. That's candles
Wait,
coming
is that
soon.
A candle?
That candle is coming soon, Holly.
The back That's end coming. Of the horse?
Horse poop on the streets, on the cobblestones.
I haven't watched Bridgerton, guys.
Oh.
Now, do they have actual realistic depictions of horses pooping on the street?
Oh, of the stench? No.
Or
they look like they've bathed every day.
It's glossy.
Yeah.
Holly, it's a very, it's a Shondaland glossy. She removes all the poop.
Yeah.
Because it's stanky. True. Look.
Oh.
Yes.
Have you ever looked at a picture of a medieval castle and how people actually took a dump? They stuck their butt cheeks over the ridge of the castle and then it went down to the latrine and somebody had to clean it up. Also, in royalty, there used to be somebody who would literally wipe the butt crack of royalty with their bare hands. That's why you didn't shake with your left hand, because they use the left hand, these people, to scoop out the, you know, king's butt crack.
Oh, gosh.
There's your history.
Yeah, body waste just goes right in the gutter.
All right.
It's floating down. You just look over. Okay, look at that.
Because I know there's a name. I'm going to Google butt cleaner king.
Oof. There's a king of that?
There was a person who was designated to clean the butt crack of a king.
Yeah. I hope they had nice quarters to sleep in. I hope there's like a good payoff for that. Did they get to have the scraps of the decadent food and pastries that they ate?
I just don't know why they think this is a good idea. Yeah. Nobody wants to smell like the 1800s.
No. Right.
Napoleon was short on tallness, but tall on stankiness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Can you imagine how much? I mean, he was wearing those white pants. You imagine how stained they were?
Yes.
It was not sparkling peach and radiant jasmine, okay? No. Is what we're saying here. It might have been lemon or like, what would they didn't they use lemon and citrus to mask the BO?
Well, they were heavily perfumed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they had all the powder and the wigs and the things.
Yes.
Ugh.
The Lewis and Clark expedition smelled like butt.
Man, those people
old
did not.
Factory ripeness. Be ready.
They were not looking like Joan Crawford and Johnny Guitar.
No.
Groomed eyebrows and freshly starched pants. Now, I want to just for posterity.
Yes.
Yes.
I want to tell you that the official name of the person who wiped the royal butt was the groom of the stool.
No,
oh,
that
I
was
want
the
that.
Name.
Oh, I
yes.
love that.
Oh, I wonder if they had a name tag.
Stool. Yes,
coming
Alexis.
Coming to Bath and Body Works, fall 2024.
Yeah, groom of the stool.
Coming
that's
to your
the next one coming.
Coming to Bath and Body Works. Get it at Rosedale this
yes.
fall.
Now, the groom of the stool, that was a coveted job, guys.
I'm sure.
Because the king only chose men whom he trusted the most to be relaxed while taking a dump. You know,
because you're seeing it all.
The phrase being a butt kisser. Hey, new dimensions. But anyways, besides cleaning the back door of the king, the groom of the stool provided a bowl, water, and towels for the king. So it was like his personal attendant. And then the king had a portable toilet wherever he went.
I wonder if they signed a NDO.
Wonder if we should get that in our next contract.
Yeah.
We need a groom of the stool, please.
I like my own ass. I like my own ass. I want a chef instead if we're asking for helpers. I want a personal trainer.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you, the first Earl of Holland, Henry Rich, was the groom of the stool for Charles the First.
Groom of the stool. I don't know. That has to be one of my favorite. Lex, that's
what
I'm saying.
A ribbon or a trophy for that.
Lex, I'm writing that down. You know how I give you a different job every day when I introduce you?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, girl, you are you're leaving us to become the groom of the stool. Oh my God. I'm writing that down tomorrow. There we go. Groom.
I'm busy.
Of the stool. There
oh, man,
go.
I would be so bad at that job. I would trim my nails to a point and just rip it up that first time. And they're like, you can't do this anymore.
Oh, you're the Wolverine of wiping.
I will absolutely. Hey. I will sabotage my job.
What I'm telling. Yeah.
You'll be shocked, man. Back then, they didn't play.
Yeah, groom of the stool was a power position, Alexis.
Yes.
You were involved in setting national fiscal policies.
Yes, Lex.
Okay. Yeah.
But girl, you are also dispensable. They will get rid of you in the middle of the night if you do something like that with your nails. You're going to end up at the bottom of like a crick or something.
Oops. Did I do that? Sorry. Oh, my goodness. Well, Bath and Body Works in this collaboration with the Netflix Bridgerton, that was just the first of 5 scents that will be coming out. And so we've just offered some suggestions. So we shall see.
That's all we did.
What will be coming out.
That's all we did.
Well,
that's really all we did.
And who's wiping it up next?
Where it's coming out from, we don't know.
We don't know. We do know this. When we come back, we'll talk a little TV. Alexis and I checked out the show that Holly checked out a couple days ago, The Gentleman from Guy Ritchie on Netflix. Our review.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. It's Thursday, March 14th, 2024. We watch television, so you don't have to. We tried out, and Holly did this a few days ago, piqued our interest. We're talking about Guy Ritchie's TV show. That's fun to say. On Netflix, limited series, 8 episodes. We're talking about The Gentlemen. Lex and I both watched it. Ladies first. Lex, talk to us. What did you think?
I loved it. I'm just going to bottom line it. I love the action. I love the comedy of it. There's a reveal. So the patriarch of the family dies, and then it's like, which brother is going to be taking over? And he goes against the grain and picks the other brother. And when the older brother finds out, the drama of it. Oh, gosh. It was just, it's funny. I've only watched one episode, so I can't speak to, you know, the trajectory of the season quite yet, but I'm in completely. And the way that they've set it up, there's multiple things going on, and you're kind of like, well, what does this character have to do with this? And then it just like slowly unfolds, and I'm really enjoying that ride. So I love it. I think it's fabulous.
I'll second bottom line it. I loved The Gentlemen on Netflix. This, I'm not always a Guy Ritchie fan, but as Holly put it, don't mean to talk about you in the third person, Holly, but as you put it, it's classic Guy Ritchie. It's like old school Guy Ritchie with his visuals, the font on the screen, which is, if you,
it's like handwritten.
It's very Guy Ritchie, and take a moment, even if you have to pause it, there's so much comedy. Yes. In the visuals of this show that you can't, as Alexa says, you can't, it's not a laundry folding show. Mm-mm. You do have to watch this.
It's the fast clips that you love about Guy Ritchie projects.
Yes. The visuals. I love Theo. I love the leads, especially Theo James from White Lotus. I think he's spectacular. The side characters, the dude in the basement running the drug operation, who's like kind of like a British surfer dude. Yes. I love him. I freaking love him. I love the brother that isn't chosen. There is a scene. I've watched 2 episodes.
Okay.
There is a scene, and I can't remember which one it was in, that involves a chicken. That's all I'm going to say. And Holly,
that is the first episode.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
Because the consequences of
That's right.
The scene with the chicken kind of really kick off the series.
Oh my God. I didn't know where that was going, which is, you know, typical Guy Ritchie. And I was laughing at one moment. I was nervous in another moment. I was laughing in another moment. And then it is that mix that Guy does very well. And the editing. His editing style and the pace of it, again, not usually, I should say not usually, not always my cup of tea. I am in. I am actually looking forward to continuing. I'm not going to dump this show like, you know, some that you watch one and you're like, yep, not going back to that. I am going back to The Gentlemen. Holly, again, how many have you watched?
I've watched 2 episodes.
Okay.
There are 8 in total. They're all available now on Netflix.
They're hour long.
And they're hour long.
It's so good. My buddy Lisa LaCourcier watched it, gave it a 100, and she's like me. It's not usually a cup of tea. Colin liked it. Did Angel like it, Lex?
I didn't watch with him, but I know
I'm
he
sorry.
Will. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure he'll like it for the same reasons.
Oh, it's so good.
There's a line in there that I'm going to use, and this is when the reveal happens, and he says to the lawyer, why are you shaking your head? Are you a cocktail?
Yeah.
So yeah, just for the zingers like that, and yeah, the overall story, I'm really interested in where they're going with this. Wow. It's a lot happening that you did not realize from the get. You can't sell the house and all of the other things that come with it, the business and how they make money, and wow.
The setup, as you said, Lex, in the pilot, this setup of the will scene, just the reading of the will and just the theatrics that go on with that. And then the cut, I'll say it again, make sure you really watch this because it is the cutaway shots. There are some cutaway shots of just family members with just looks on their faces that did have me. I laughed out loud. I mean, so you do. I say that just to implore you, watch this. And I mean, watch this to get all of the goodness. It's like just taking in all the flavors when you get the perfect bite of food, when you're, all the flavors, the citrus and the saltiness, the brightness. Make sure you watch this to get all of the, like the banana split. You get a little bit of everything because some of the cutaways are so good. And the way he edits the show, it was fun. I mean, violent.
Yeah.
We'll say that. Probably not for all of you. It is a little violent, but not. I mean, look, nowadays, I'll put it on a scale. I've seen much worse, man. Ozark.
Oh, yeah, it's violent. It's Guy Ritchie. It's about British gangsters. If you have any inclination about what that means, you're gonna. He's gonna deliver on that.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure.
You can watch it. The Gentlemen, all 8 episodes are now on Netflix. No game today because we have new music to talk about.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear this.
Alexis is going to be very excited, probably for both. But Holly has news on more Richard Simmons heading our way.
Yes.
And while we were sleeping, NSYNC dropped their new song. Next. They did it again. MSP was just named the number one airport in the country, based not on fancy people in a committee, based on passenger surveys. Number one. I'll listen to passengers more than fancy people. And we know it. We see it. That's why so many of us get to MSP early to take advantage of everything that MSP has to offer. And let me tell you, you're going to want to get to MSP early in the next few weeks. You know what I'm going to say? It is spring break season. So please get there early and take advantage of all the great local restaurants, T-Rex cookies, soul food, and then local gifts too. Wild and Sweet is one of my favorites in Concourse C. Legends of the North in Terminal 1 right there in the main mall. The Cook and the Ox, a great steakhouse in the main mall. So, from ticketing to takeoff, more reasons why MSP is the best.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey?
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
I mean, sure. I'll take turkey sandwich,
yeah.
Beach.
Why not?
I prefer a salami sandwich at the beach on white bread, thank you, and ruffles.
A little extra salty.
And ruffles that you put inside the sandwich for texture and crunch. Thank you.
That's a good answer.
Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. Oh, there's that song. Just goodbye. welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk, whenever you want us on our website. Thanks for being here. New music. Holly, let's begin with you because we're just loving Richard Simmons' third career here.
Oh, my goodness. Richard Simmons. Last week, he said he was going to be dropping new music sporadically, and he did. He dropped a song called Arabesque on his YouTube channel. Hi, Richard, welcome back. Now,
it's a jam. It doesn't sound like the oldies he used to sweat to.
No, it doesn't sound like that weird, benign remix of Little Richard.
Right, nope.
At all. No. These are original songs that Richard Simmons recorded with some songwriting friends of his. And apparently this was a hobby that he's had for years. And he wants to release them now to the public. And he delivered on his promise in the past couple of days because he's dropped two new tracks.
No.
One is a dance track and one is a ballad.
Oh, okay.
The first, let's get dancy.
Yeah.
This one is called Yo-Yo Man.
Ooh.
Where Richard Simmons is singing about yo-yos and yo-yo tricks. Literally, I'm not kidding. You'll hear him sing about Shoot the Moon, which is a verified yo-yo trick. So let's have a little Richard Simmons dance break with Yo-Yo Man.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a bop.
I'm in love.
Yo-Yo Man.
Are you in love, Lex?
I just think this is so, you could tell he's having fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, he needs this. And also, we need this.
We need Richard Simmons right now. And he's making a comeback. Also, if you follow Richard Simmons on his official Facebook page, it's verified. He's basically telling his life story right now.
Yeah.
In little anecdotes. Yeah. In the past couple of days, he's just writing all of this stuff and he's being very open. So if you want to go and read Richard Simmons' autobiography, go to his Facebook page. He's dropping some knowledge there. Now, nice. I have a Richard Simmons ballad for you.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, he's slowing it down?
He's slowing it down, Jason.
Okay.
He dropped the track I Pray the other day.
Okay. Oh. It still has that positivity that he's so well known for. That's about time he starts making money off of his own story.
Yeah.
And where he is. And look, guys, he's like, I'm good.
Okay.
You don't seem convinced. I'm hoping this leads to like something bigger, maybe like a musical or something that he's doing.
I hope so.
Well, that would be amazing.
Wouldn't
that would be really amazing. But I don't know. Hey, I'm down for it. I love him. We love him. And yeah. Whatever he wants to do, we're here for him.
Let's get physical. Yes,
that's right. But in the past month, Richard Simmons has been really dropping anecdotes and stories from his life in a very intimate way. So if you're interested in what the heck Richard Simmons is up to, even though he's dropped out of public life in a forward-facing way, he very clearly is really
going through it. He's doing the work.
That's right. He is doing the work, and it's over on his Facebook page. And he's dancing.
Lex, I wonder, and you know, when Rocco, and we're getting ready to talk about yesterday's show in a little bit, but I wonder when Rocco was looking for clips, I wonder if he can find our Richard Simmons interview from... You know what I mean? From...
Gosh, it would have been that?
Well, let's see here. It would have been 2011.
Okay.
It would have been...
We were still midday.
We were still midday. Yeah, it was either 2010, 2011. And I just know that because of my friendship with my buddy Ann, who was our connector. Yeah, she was friends with... She took his classes. She was friends with Richard. She actually, because her husband, my friend Ann's husband, is one of the original producers of The Real World. The first, like, five seasons, he was an executive producer. And he was trying to convince Richard to do a documentary even back then. And Richard politely turned them down. But my point in all this is I know the trajectory of my friendship with Anne, and I just know it was before 2012. So I think it was 2011.
Yeah.
That we interviewed Richard. I would love to hear that.
Me
oh
too.
God. Yeah. That'd be fun. That'd be fun. New Music Thursday continues. Last night, Justin Timberlake performed like an album release party, and NSYNC joined him, and they dropped. It's going to be track 17. It's called Paradise. This is the new NSYNC song, which is just fun to say. Let's take a listen. Paradise from NSYNC. Lex?
That's okay. It sounds like a lot of their other stuff. It's kind of forgettable, but yeah.
It's anthem-esque.
Yeah.
You know, it's they went with the mid-tempo.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Cash those checks, baby.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, I'm not going cuckoo for it, but okay.
I want Chris Kirkpatrick to pay his mortgage, so in that case...
Exactly.
Go forth. It sounds like boy band artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like made by like boy band chat GPT.
It's coming out soon. We're going to take a break when we come back. We'll talk about yesterday's show and yeah.
Roofing, soffit and fascia, gutters, windows, siding, storm damage, decks. Yeah, the list, long list that JTR Roofing, they can help install or repair for all of your exterior projects. And they serve the Twin Cities, Western Wisconsin. Yes, roofing is in the name, but they do so much more. They can help with your home, your commercial properties, multi-housing properties. They've got you. And right now is a great time to get ahead of those spring projects. Have JTR Roofing out for a free estimate. Now, they also have a lot of experience working with insurance, so they can help with that as well. And for being a My Talker, you can save up to $1,000, especially if you need roofing, siding, or gutters. They work with quality materials, and they provide an exterior that looks great and functions well as and lasts as long as possible, as usual. Give them a call, 651-777-7394.
Welcome back. This is the theme, obviously, to a balanced breakfast with Ian and Marjorie. The original morning show here on My Talk.
Oh, so fun to see Marjorie yesterday.
It
Remember
was.
Remember Ian?
We had a day-long tribute, if you missed it, to Ian Punnett through most of the shows yesterday. Starting off with our show and starting off with the show that she started with Ian. Ian and Marjorie were the very first morning show here on what at that point was FM 107 and became My Talk 107.1. We sadly lost Ian at the top of the year. And Marjorie, as Alexis said, was here yesterday for a day-long tribute. And it really was. I was thinking, reading everybody's comments last night, and I rarely do that anymore. Mental health first. I rarely read an abundance of comments, but I felt it was pretty safe waters. And I kind of dove in. And one of the themes that I found in the comments was the theme. And we have said it before. Now, we're old school. We're not, you know, we're not youngins. But I was really struck by seeing kind of the data in front of me to back up what we have kind of always felt in our hearts. And that is our love for any type of theme, whether it be a TV show or in this case, a radio show that really gets you in the mood for whatever you're getting ready to watch. And that's really the purpose. Not only to celebrate the cast that's in the given production, but really to get you in the mood for the show. I mean, think about Cheers. I mean, it gets you, that theme was designed to get you in the right frame of mind. You think of something with grandeur, you think of, you know, Dynasty or whatever in the Love Boat. But anyway, there were so many comments about that theme when we played it at the top of the 7 and the 8 o'clock, and it struck people. It struck them. It's like, you know, when a song becomes kind of, when music becomes kind of the soundtrack of your life, it brought so many of you back to being in the car, maybe with your kid who's now in their 20s or 30s. And I just, I don't know, that just really moved me. I was really moved by that just the hearing of the song made you guys really happy out there in radio land.
And some My Talkers have been with us for that long.
Thanks
for sticking around.
And that.
Wow. Because we have been doing this now for 11 years now in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So if you stuck around, and even if you weren't too sure about the two of us back then.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, you know, there's no denying our show is very different then, and it is now. We were very different and are very different than what Ian and Marjorie put out there.
Yeah.
And it was anxiety inducing, I know, for both of us, taking over. But anyway, that was one aspect. Now, the other aspect I wanted to mention was Happy Boy. Another thing that popped up in a lot of comments. This was Ian Punnett's way of Ian designed this really to send his kids off with something fun around the time that that kids get out of the car or go on to the school around this time, 7:45. And he did a thing called Happy Boy. And we didn't get to play. Rocco had given us two. And we had so much to get to. I regret. Oh. I said to Marjorie, I popped in yesterday. I couldn't make the luncheon, but I ran in there around 3 to see her. And I said to her, I really wish we had 3-4 hours with her. We just had so much to talk about. But we didn't get to an actual clip of Happy Boy. So Rocco gave us a couple. So here's one of them. I'll just pull whatever. This one's called Dad Jokes, appropriately, considering Alexis. Take a listen.
And every morning we like to pass along a little something to the kids to make them smile. So they grow old to be a happy boy.
Like me.
I was walking down the street on a sunny day. Hubba, 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way. Hubba, 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 hubba. I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way. Hey, hey.
Okay, so these are beautiful. I just love them. These are jokes from, let's see, from, I guess these are from our friend Sue. And you got to get the premise here. We're going to be combining things here. Some consolidations expected in 2008. Hello, Pickle. For example, if PolyGram Records and Warner Brothers gets together with Zesta Crackers, they will perform Poly Warner Cracker Company, will be the new company.
Oh.
Okay. If Zippo Manufacturing joined with Audi Motors, Dofasco and Dakota Mining would merge and become Zip Audi Doodah.
Oh, man, someone's got way too much time on their hands.
All right. FedEx is expected to join it. Oh, wait.
Happy boy!
Happy boy!
Happy boy!
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way. Hey, hey.
FedEx is expected to join its competitor, UPS, and become Fed Up. I like that.
That's pretty good.
And Grey Poupon and Dockers, the pants, are expected to join and become Poupon Pants. Poupon Pants. Hello, Pickle. Laugh as much as you breathe, love as long as you live, and always take a bow when you drop a cafeteria tray. Daddy loves you.
There we go. Happy boy. So Lex and I are texting yesterday during the show, and we're gonna try to do our own version of it. It seems a little fitting. Alexis is known for her dad jokes, so we'll do it probably in this segment. Look, if it works, it works. If it seems weird, we won't. But as a little tribute to Ian, we'll do it for a while and mix in Alexis. You know, we'll do it our way with a little joke. That we do anyway. I mean, we do dad jokes anyway around the same time. So
I was worried about the timing because, you know, they come in and out and then it's like,
oh, girl, we ain't doing that.
Can we do a remix or something?
Well, yeah. I think, yes, ending the concept in as much as paying homage to a place in the show of having some kind of joke,
yep.
a moment of brevity, levity. But, and taking that and yes, ending it and morphing that into something that is uniquely of this program.
Yes.
A nice homage.
Yes. Yeah. We ain't stopping it. No, we, nor should we. It's like, you know what I mean? We can't be Ian. We're not going to be Ian. But doing it our own way and meshing what we've already done. Cause I was thinking of Lexa Lou. Lex is already known for dad jokes and people love them. Ian was known for the jokes at a very specific time for a reason. Meshing those two, doing it our own way, and as a nice little tip of the hat to the guy that started it here. Started it all. We literally wouldn't have these. We wouldn't be in this time slot if it wasn't for him. So, and plus, look, who doesn't like a good dad joke at around 7:45 in the morning? I mean, come on.
Well, you know where I stand on that.
I know where you stand on that. Yeah. So we'll try it and see how it goes.
Yeah. Let's give it a try. Let's play. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
That's what we do. But no, it was great. How was the luncheon yesterday with Marjorie?
Oh, it was very nice. You know, she had an opportunity to thank everyone and to talk a little bit about Ian. They talked about his funeral and what that was like. We're hoping to get a copy of what the priest said and remembering him because, everyone who was there, Paul Black, Dan Seaman, Amy Daniels, all said that it was the best eulogy that they have ever heard.
Oh, my.
So I'd love to hear that. And, yeah. We broke bread. It was just, it was really, really joyful and heartrending luncheon, but beautiful.
Beautiful. Well, there we go. That does it for our second hour. We're going to come back with Second Chance Romance.
Final Love?
Mm-hmm. The Nerd Alert.
We'll see.
And more. Stay with us. We'll be back after this.
Hey, friends. Alexis for David and the team at First Equity. Got a mortgage question? You're thinking about refinancing? Maybe you are thinking about buying your first home. We'll get your financial ducks in a row with David and the team at First Equity. Get locked and loaded, ready to go. And as a seller, that would be very appealing if you came as a buyer and said, hey, this is what I've got. This is my offer. I'm working with First Equity, a local company that's worked in our market for 23 years and counting. That might be the edge you need over another buyer. And of course, from the get, they'll let you know if this is the right time for you. They'll be honest about maybe you might need to work on your credit, and that might take 6 months, but they're there for you, help you get through the process. They're independent, so you get that personalized attention you need and deserve. So if you're thinking about it, work with them 3 times. Fabulous experiences. 763-251-8000 or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword, say it with me, David.